When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Selena Quintanilla was a force of nature, but when a loyal friend betrayed her, she met a fate she never deserved. Even The Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells you the stories of the crazy lives of the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars. Their new season, Viva Selena, you'll hear how she made a massive cultural impact and became a legend the world will never forget. All before her 24th birthday, she had already left a legacy across cultures that would continue for generations. Her huge talent was nearly overshadowed by her untimely death. She was shot by a close friend and confidant, but there's so much more to Selena's story than her tragic passing. She was kind-hearted, brave, and tried her best to bring joy to everyone in her life. The positivity she put into the world still carries on, nearly 30 years after her death, and she will always be the queen of Tejano music. Enjoy Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge Even the Rich, Viva Selena, right now, ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at Wondery.com/plus. That's W-O-N-D-E-R-Y.
You know, Selena was a big part of my life. And the thing is that I actually saw her in Calle Ocho, which is this festival they have in Miami every year. And they bring in artists from all around the world. And she was there. She's very charismatic, very pretty, great voice. She was just a superstar, bro. She, you know how those people, you just see them standing and they look like a superstar? That was her. And plus, she was doing Tejano music, which was kind of like a male-dominated genre, and they didn't want women in it, so she was always getting dissed, and they wouldn't play her music, but she broke through. She was a humongous success, like in Mexico and all the Hispanic places, like, you know, Corpus Christi and Dallas. Then when she died, which was kind of sad, she had this song in English. It was like a ballad, really nice ballad, and that did really good numbers. But she, if she would have broken out, like, now, with the popularity of, like, Bad Bunny and Cardi B and Karol G and all that, she'd be a monster, you know? So it's a good story. Check it out. Selena, great music, great artist.
Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Next is from Fat Factor. And the subject is regarding the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Dear K100 crew, question for disco, mainly disco, not just disco, but specifically disco. I don't know if you follow Formula One, but later this year, November, Las Vegas will be hosting a Grand Prix, Being a proud Italian-American, you'll be cheering on Scuderia Ferrari, despite the recent lack of success? And which Formula One driver would you like most to have as a guest at Sapphire? Also, Conan, I remember you mentioned Drive to Survive a while ago, and I'm guessing you're rooting for the only Latino driver, Sergio Perez. Will you or any of the AAA guys be guests at the Mexico Grand Prix in late October? I remember Rey Mysterio was a guest a couple times in recent years, and the crowd let out a huge pop every time he was put on the screen. I think last year, WWE gifted a mask to Williams drivers Alex Albon and Nicholas Latifi, even though they sent Dominic and Finn Balor there. Lastly, I heard that a certain tavern in Wembley of the body variety had a particular variety of stickers plastered all over it. I've had for a look for myself, as it's 15 minutes from me. It's true, those stickers are actually on there, and I was disappointed by the lack of K100 stickers. I also saw the following Google review. Actually, I discovered something amazing here. I was supposed to go for a quick pint before meeting Elsa, but saw Get My Ghost stickers on the outside. Did a quick Google. Oh my God, this is the funniest podcast ever. Okay, so that was actually a Google review from the Get My Ghost sticker. So we're going to suspend this guy for this story. Do you think a certain someone has learned their lesson now? P.S. I hope Conan is able to find a donor soon. I have a friend going through the same in the UK, and it's pretty tough with the shortage of donors. Kind regards as Fat from London. So the question was, I don't know. I don't follow Formula One, but I just know the guy that wins every race. What's his name? Verstappen or something like that? I don't know what the guy's name is. He's the lead. Hang on. The number one Formula One guy. What the hell is this guy's name? So the guy that's in first place, he wins like every single race.
Lewis Hamilton?
No, it's not Lewis Hamilton. He's Red Bull's the number one team. What's this guy's name?
Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen. Yeah. He wins like every race. He's like a 5-1 favorite every race too. It's ridiculous.
What's the question?
What am I gonna be cheering for? I don't really know. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't listen. Yeah, I don't follow Formula One. I was invited once in Monterrey, Mexico, which it's like rich people mostly. The place I went to was all full of rich people. And I thought it was mega boring. It's like you're going left in a circle the whole fucking night. I thought it was boring. I've been to NASCAR before, somewhere in Alabama or Georgia. I thought that was boring too.
Right.
That was exciting. Next is from Narsk Rigigig, and the subject is Hoovy and WWE. No one alive would say the Mexicools was a good gimmick, but it was, at least, a foot in the door for guys like Super Crazy and Psychosis. That was all going fine until Hoovy, behind the scenes, brought a bunch of heat on himself and got fired. Conan, I know that you weren't there, but did you ever hear of any stuff that Hoovy did that brought all the heat on himself at WWE? And do you know if that ever led problems to with him, Crazy, and Psychosis?
Yeah, the Mexicools was not a good gimmick. It was stupid.
I like when they came out on lawnmowers. You don't think that's a good gimmick?
They called it Juan Deere.
So, what they're going to say? Bro, he was difficult to work with. I remember he went to business for himself in a match with Kid Cash. He got heat over that. Another one, he got drunk and he was asking Randy Orton for a kiss. And he was just he's like Juventud, Teddy Hart, guys, New Jack, they're guys that are very hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And yes, that did arise problems. I'm not even sure what word to use here, but problems did arise from that between him, Crazy, and Psychosis.
You think it's funny that maybe because the people that work for him are too scared, okay, to question his decisions. But there had to have been people backstage that thought, okay, that maybe it's kind of inappropriate to have a bunch of Mexican wrestlers riding out here in lawnmowers. Okay, they're like, but nobody like could convince me.
Yeah, that sounds to me like a Vince McMahon idea, and nobody's going to tell him no.
But there had to be somebody said and said, like, this is kind of inappropriate, obviously, you know, but they didn't want to tell him, like, you know.
No, but if we go down to all the inappropriate things they've done in the past, we'll be here for a while. Yeah.
Right. Next is from Matthew Ince, and the subject is Thompson versus Meltzer. Conrad Thompson built an empire to podcasting based on J. Meltzer's reports, which he's taken as 100% fact. And that's that, and there's no debating, because no way that Dave Meltzer would ever lie. That is until last week when Conrad flat out said on 83 Weeks that Dave Meltzer is a liar when it comes to his reports about this whole CM Punk versus AEW drama. By the way, I listened to this clip with him and Eric.
Now Conrad says that?
I think so, yeah. Now, Conrad Thompson's reputation for being a total AEW shill. If he sees anything online that's positive about AEW, he believes and then reports it on his show, even though he's always proven wrong weeks later. And when you watch the video footage, you can literally see how comfortable he gets when Eric Bischoff, with proof, points out that AEW ticket sales in America are dying off, and Conrad insists on calling AEW competition to WWE. Yet now he's willing to call Dave Meltzer for reporting a bunch of bullshit. what do you guys think is going on here? And is Bischoff coming on K100 anytime soon? It's the only time he ever gets to talk about AEW without some effing shill cutting him off. John Alba is a punk bitch too. Boy, this guy just does not like the Conrad Thompson network. I think Tom's.
Who's John Alba?
He does a show with Eric, but the Business of the Business. He's a pretty good host too. Mm-hmm. He used to be. I think he used to work at ESPN, and he gave up like the ESPN to come work in wrestling, which is kind of weird. Really? You know?
Right. Do you want to hear the Conrad quote? Yeah. Even though you saw the exponent in here. So he says, someone really, really close to the Punk and AEW situation said to me in very clear terms, I hope you'll let the world know that Dave Meltzer is a liar. Thompson went on to say he didn't exactly know the context of that statement. Naturally, he did not say who said it, but he agreed that Meltzer has become a polarizing figure. Bischoff, who is not exactly Meltzer's number one fan, enthusiastically agreed. And Conrad continued, I guess now there's almost like this media beef, if you will. There's the Wrestling Observer group who says this is what happened. And then there's the Nick Housemans of the world who say this is what happened. Most of the folks have put two and two together, and they say Nick, being a Chicago guy, he's probably in the Punk camp. Dave, being a California guy, he's probably pretty friendly with the guys whose finishing move is called the Meltzer driver.
But what is the difference in their versions?
Like, who? I don't know. Because
It's something really small, Conan. It's like, in one version, Punk threw a punch and put him in a rear naked choke, and in the other, Jack pushed him, I guess. So one's favorable. Well, one side says the first aggression came from Punk. One side says Jack Perry, you know?
Conan, you have been told from eyewitnesses to the situation. What is the version you were told?
Which one are you talking about?
Well, the version of the fight with him and Jack Perry.
Yeah, and disregarding the reports, what's the version you heard?
Yeah, so I guess Jack dissed him with the Cry Me a River thing. Mm-hmm. He must have been watching it, or somebody told him, and he confronted him when he came back. I think his match was next anyway, so he's probably in Gorilla there waiting while the guy's coming back. And so it's like, yo, do we got a problem? And then stories differ, but from what I've heard is Jack actually pushed him first. He pushed him back. It got broken up, and then I think he went ape shit on fucking Tony and actually grabbed him, you know? Oh, yeah. And they had the fuck, and then he didn't want it, and he threw like a fit, went into his dress room, and Joe had to go in there and get him. And you know Joe Disco, he's really cool till he isn't. Right. And he probably was like, hey, man, we're in London, motherfucker. We've been wrestling. Get the fuck out there. We're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, because Joe's in this too, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I heard.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Well, with the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. We recommend here Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. If you don't like to cook, you'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. So Factor is like all the girls at our club, like eat Factor. They work out, they're in fantastic shape, okay? Like tons of these girls. Like you go in the when the girls are on their lunch breaks or dinner breaks and they're eating, I'm like, what is that? That's a Factor. Okay, they're like all these girls are eating Factor meals. With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Stick them in the microwave, 2 minutes. Heat and enjoy. Choose from 34 weekly flavor packed, fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in 2 minutes. There's a lot of different options too. We have a gourmet plus option, prepared and perfected by chefs ready to eat in record time. You treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, which I love, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. That's some good stuff. And if you're too busy running around all day, think about lunch. Keep your energy up with Lunch to Go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. Very easy. They're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, depending on what your diet is during the busy season, you can try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. So need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 54-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets, or For an easy wellness boost, you can try refreshing beverages options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're busy, they offset 100% of the delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all the meals if you're into stuff like that. So this September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. They're absolutely delicious. There's no prep, no mess, no chopping up food. Just take them, eat them, and throw them in the garbage. So head to factormeals.com/K1050, that's K10050, and get 50% off. That's code K10050 at factormeals.com, FactorMeals.com, and /K1050 to get 50% off. You cannot beat that. That's 50% off. They're the only sponsor that we have ever had that is giving 50% off. You have to try this. It's delicious and it's easy, even if you like to cook. The Factor meals are as good as like the home, the stuff you eat in restaurants. They're delicious.
D.I., let me just tell you real quick. I had the green peppercorn pork tenderloin last night, right? All I did was pop a few holes in the package, cook it for 2 minutes, checked it, you know, stirred around. Gave it another minute, it was ready. Basically 3-4 minutes, I got a meal. And I gotta be like, seriously, this tasted like, you know, a pork tenderloin that I bought from the grocery store and cooked. Like, it doesn't taste like your typical microwave type dinner. This stuff is very, very, very good, and I'm actually doing another order for myself right now.
Well, here's the thing, bro, whether you're counting calories or you need extra energy, you need extra protein, they got you covered. On top of that, the great thing about this, you don't have to go to the store, mix anything, cut anything, you know, nothing. And the sauces that they use on their meats are ridiculous. And here's the other thing, bro. I'm a huge fan of their smoothies, and they're absolutely delicious. Just awesome. So check it out at a Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Next is from Gary Hands, and the subject is "Shut the F up, you asshole." Tony Khan is flat out addicted, like strung out on being interviewed by AEW. Here's the issue. The effing guy will not answer any questions. You likely don't follow it, but there's a Twitter account called AEW Botches that did a supercut of Tony's press tour for All In and All Out. Those include the media calls, promotional podcast appearances on the media scrums, etc. Of Tony Khan saying, "I can't comment on that," or "I can't say anything at this time." So why the F is he doing press when he can't talk to the press? Seriously, guys, it does more damage to AEW than positive. He's becoming a living meme. Why do you guys think that Tony Khan insists on being interviewed yet refuses to answer the questions in the interviews? P.S. Why does he always sit beside the wrestlers during the media scrums? Can he F off for a few seconds and, oh, I don't know, let a wrestler get some attention at a wrestling show? Boy, these people, bro, the people that, like, hate on Tony Khan just, like, are just, like, venomous. I mean, like, how would this get you that upset, Gary?
Well, here's the thing, that.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. He does have a point. You know, if he can't talk, why are you doing press? Right.
Right.
Because that's what it sounds like. Oh, I can't answer. I can't comment. Blah, 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 blah. So you got to do one or two things. Say, hey, look, but my legal team has told me not to talk about this, 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 and this. So don't bring it up. But at the end of the day, people want to know about controversy and who's suspended and why and all that, you know, and you're the head of the company. Who are we supposed to talk to? And you never have anything to say. That's why Ariel, who I've never seen him get upset at anybody like that, was like, you know, bro, it was a terrible interview. You know right. what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is it's not, you know, doing press is obviously a give and take, because it's right. like you're not just bringing the guy on just to have him promote his shit. It's like, if you're right. I'm asking you questions, you need to answer some of my questions. You know, if you're not going to answer my questions, I'm not just going to bring you on here just so you can promote your product. It's like, this is my
show. Why are you here? You know, right. If you can't talk about anything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So yeah, I agree with the guy on that one. Bro, who gives a shit if he's sitting there or not? I mean, Dana White does it all the time. I don't, you know, so at the end of the day, you know, it's just like you say, it's incredible to me how guys get this angry over wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right. Next is from
they don't have any stock in it. They don't get any profits off of it. They don't know most of the people in it. It's like, why are you so invested in it? You know, but go ahead. But it makes for a good mailbag session.
It's best. Next from Eric Blanco. The subject is Dominic Mysterio. How's it going, K100 fam? How do y'all feel as far as who's the better heel right now? I know Dominic gets a lot of heat, but would you put on the same level as MJF? Thanks in advance.
MJF isn't getting any heat right now.
Right. He's a baby face. So that's a terrible question. Right. Let's suspend for a bit. This is a misinformed question. Maybe he didn't realize that MJF is not a heel. So, yeah, Dominic is the top heel in wrestling right now, since MJF is a baby face. All right. Suspended that guy for a week for misinformation. Joke.
1 week.
Next is from Norman, and the subject is Dexter Lumis. Hello, brethren. Want to get all your opinions on Dexter Lumis, your thoughts on why he isn't getting used. Think he's absolute money, has a perfect looking gimmick to be a major superstar. What are your thoughts on him? Thanks, and that's from Norman the Mormon. Yes, I also want to condemn you. I condemn you all for your college football predictions with Simon Diamond. I believe Conan predicted Washington to win the Pac-12 championship, and Disco predicted USC. No one predicted Utah, even though they won the Pac-12 the past 2 years in a row. I fully expect you to acknowledge Utah after we win the Pac-12 championship for the third year in a row. God bless. I'm going to condemn you, Norman, for condemning us for a prediction. Okay? So we're predicting. Well, let's see what happens here. So you know what we're going to do? Norman, we're going to give you a two-month suspension at the end of the college football season if Utah does not win the Pac-12. Okay? Does that sound proper, Conan? We'll give this guy a chance for Utah to win the Pac-12.
And I'll even go a step further. If Washington doesn't win, I'll condemn Washington. But if Utah doesn't win, you need to come on and condemn Utah.
That's right. Good point. Yeah. So that's okay. We'll do that. We won't suspend him, but we'll do what we did with the Jared Aviat. The condition upon coming back on the thing, you will have to condemn Utah. Right. That's a fair deal. All right. Next is from David.
I think he asked something about Dexter Lumis.
Oh yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I have no clue why you can't write TV for that guy. You know, it's kind of weird. Next is from David Benz. The subject is Wrestler's Court. Dear K100 crew, there have been many stories over the years on how the WWE locker room handles small drama amongst themselves with something called Wrestler's Court. Normally involved the Undertaker as a judge. Disco and Conan, over the years, I want to know if you guys had anything similar backstage amongst the boys in WCW, TNA, or AAA. If so, who are some of the regulars to resolve the issues? Do you have wrestling court stories? Also, Disco, when it comes to Sapphire Gentlemen's Club, is Chris Rock's song accurate? No sex in the champagne room. Thanks again, and that's David from Sacramento. Yeah, you can't do prostitution in the clubs. Are you kidding me? We had Wrestler's Court a few times. It was like usually me, Raven, Perry, Conan, and stuff like that. That crew of guys would do the Wrestler's Court.
Right, and it would be anything from ride jumping. Like if you were riding in one car and then midway got out of the car and went in with somebody else, that could be Wrestler's Court, you know.
Right.
Stuff like that. It was very entertaining. And you'd end up having to do something like buy everybody dinner or some shit like that, or you know, it just depended on what the infraction was.
Next is from Gary Hanna. The subject is Money Jacob Friedman. Hi guys, I'm interested to hear an opinion from all three of you on an MJF question. With what you see from an AEW and thinking what he can become in WWE, what would you suggest for him to do if similar offers come from WWE and AEW when his contract expires? Resign or jump ship? Thanks, and that's from Gary H. I mean, he should absolutely jump ship to WWE. They'll make him a bigger star than he is right now. That guy could be a huge star. He's got the charisma, the acting ability, and stuff. You're not gonna harness those skills in AEW. You're gonna go have the WWE production machine do it for you, get you movies and everything. So that's what I would say. What do you think?
It looks like he can do whatever the fuck he wants in AEW with those long promo segments and stuff like that. I don't know if they'd give him the same latitude, but that's where they make stars.
Conan,
what up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat? more testosterone, more energy, better mood. There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Keith Morrison. Subject is old age. Oh my god, I can't believe how soft you guys are regarding CM Punk. Three guys kick in his locker room door and he defends himself. Then he asks another guy if they have a problem, and this guy steps to him and snatches him before it escalated. Question is pretty simple. What the F happened to you guys? These are perfectly reasonable responses given the situation. If a guy busts into your space, you get your ass beat. If a guy steps up to you, you get your ass beat. Sounds like you old men went soft when back in the day, that's exactly how we handled our business. Okay, Keith Morrison, you're going to get suspended for misinformation. Okay, because you're an idiot. Bro, you do not, you did, this is not how a workplace environment, I'm assuming you have no job, because anybody that knows in a workplace, you don't go around threatening people and starting fights in any workplace. It's not how you handle business in the year 2023, you idiot. You got any comments about the same at this idiot?
Well, the guy is alluding to the Young Bucks and CM Punk thing, right? But bro, that's not what we were complaining. We were complaining about the totality of it. And by the way, I like how you preface this with old age, like that's some sort of an insult or that's some sort of a weakness. You know, by the way, just so you know, youth is no accomplishment. You're going to get here soon enough. You know, and we ain't like Joe Biden or fucking turtle like face that froze.
Like you Gen Zers aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer, for Christ's sakes, right?
Right, right. Or fucking Diane Feinstein, who looks like the grandmother from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, we're not that fucking out of it, you know?
Right.
But here's the thing. What we were talking was the totality of it. You know, he went in there, he started shit with the Young Bucks, then he started shit with Hangman Page, and he had some shit with Jack Perry, and he wasn't good for the locker room, bro. That's what we were complaining about.
All right, next is
inform thyself.
Next is from Giovanni Juarez. Subject is Punk to AAA. Hello, Disco. My question for Conan is, the title suggests, would AAA ever consider working with a guy like Punk if hypothetically he gets an offer? Or would you not want to try and do business with him? I'm sure another wrestling promotion would pick him up, since MMA seems off the table for sure. It's a reasonable question to ask. Would you bring CM Punk?
Probably he'd be too expensive, but if he wasn't, I'd definitely read him the riot act and tell him any fucking problem here, you know, that's it. Because the whole locker room's going to be looking at him and me to see what I do if he gets out of line.
Well, I would like to see him assault you if he's in that workplace, so I could say I told you so.
He probably wouldn't get it out of Mexico alive.
Next is from Keith Lutz, and the subject is manipulated Rotten Tomato scores. Hey guys, hope all is well. Thanks for the years of entertainment, both in and out of the ring. I was just curious about whether or not Disco has seen the recent news about a PR firm paying Rotten Tomatoes critics to leave positive reviews. Does this change Disco's thoughts on them being a trustworthy source? Personally, I fall more in line with the audience score and rather watch a movie that piques my interest and form my own opinion rather than taking critics' opinions. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day. I don't really see a lot of movies anymore ever since Roger Ebert died, because he was my go-to critic. But all I'm saying is Rotten Tomatoes is a collective score of a bunch of critics. It's not like an actual, you know, but I don't know. PR firm paying the critics to leave positive reviews. I mean, Pharma pays a bunch of money to have people, you know, take their drugs. You know, it's just whoever's paying, like if the advertisers pay, you can get people to like –
Well, either way, you know I don't listen to Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it's a rhetorical question. Does this change Disco's thoughts on them being a trustworthy source? I never really said they were a trustworthy source. It's a collection site. Yeah, so that's a stupid question.
Yeah, he would go to Rotten Tomatoes to bust my balls when I would put over like a movie like Suicide Squad that did bad on Rotten Tomatoes. But
right.
I am thinking of going seeing The Equalizer 3 with Denzel this week.
Next is from Brandon Triano. Subject is WWE and CM Punk. What's good? It's the mayor of K100. Great segment about the Punk situation's termination from AEW. You guys made a lot of valid points as always. One thing that stood out to me was Disco was pretty adamant about Punk not ending up at WWE. I totally get the guy doesn't mix in the locker room, but if you think about it, the WWE and AEW locker rooms, at least from my perspective as a fan, are night and day with totally different personalities and levels of maturity. Now, not give Punk the benefit of the doubt to behave himself in the WWE locker room, but if there was a place I feel would have the best chance to thrive, it would be there. That being said, if I was a decision maker in WWE, I would definitely bring him back. Do they need him? No. Can they use him? Absolutely. The thing here is options, and you have very high quality options at your disposal with Punk and WWE via storylines and matches. Regardless of the sex you already have, you can easily maintain the success or best case scenario, add to it with Punk as a fresh coat of paint. People are not turning the channel seeing Punk is on WWE TV. The last thing WWE needs right now is to get stale in any way, and do what you can to preserve the air or buzz and freshness the product has, in my opinion. They 100% of the means to just use him sparingly and not have him around all the time. He was in the locker room every week at AEW. He doesn't need to be at WWE. I see them bringing the dude in for short programs and keeping them close to his chest so nothing gets crazy. I'm sure Punk will be fine if he'll come to work, do your thing. You will work this small handful creatively, execute the plan, go home, get paid. No chance for bullshit. Thoughts? P.S. I like that guy who sends an email that he's Dan Billy from New Jersey. As a New Jersey resident myself, I have to second that decree. If you call it Taylor Ham or pork roll, Billy still ain't getting served. Interesting. I spoke about this. Endeavor is the owners now. They have a previous relationship with Punk. But Nick Khan was specifically asked about CM Punk yesterday. And they said they wish him the best in his future, which is kind of like they didn't really give an endorsement. Did you read that, Joe?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get the quote? That make you feel more or less comfortable about your $100, the Nick Khan quote?
Still the same.
Still the same.
Yeah.
So what, you think he's being diplomatic or he's keeping it close to the vest if they are negotiating?
Yeah, close to the vest.
I can't imagine they bring him.
Bro, imagine.
Yeah, he said, this is Nick Khan. Listen, we only have respect for Phil. We appreciate his run here. We appreciate what he did and tried to do in the UFC. Not many people can actually get in there and do what he did. So when we have respect for Phil, we wish him nothing but the best.
So, yeah, that sounds like a diplomatic response. But I'm still of the mindset that if he were to go in there and he were to bury AW and he were to bury Hangman, he were to bury the Young Bucks and anybody else he wants to bury, that would be must-see TV and people would come back the next week.
Next is for Say Hey Kid. Subject is who you got, Christian or Swerve and Corner. Hey 100 crew, how's it going? Best podcast on YouTube. I don't even watch the shows now. I just wait for the reviews. My question is, who do you think will win the AEW World title first, Christian Cage or Swerve? Both are doing top-of-the-line heel work right now and need to be pushed to the top while they're still hot. Glad Swerve got away from that scrub Nick Wayne, but I'm scared Christian's going down the path of a rivalry with a charismatic black hole. What do you guys think? Also, apparently the guy who asked about Edge's name being Corner in AEW on your show is apparently getting over, as I've seen these Corner is All Elite graphics all over Twitter. While it is funny with his name being Edge, being changed to a synonym of that, would you guys let Edge go by his real name if he appeared on AEW television? P.S. What are the chances we get to see one of you guys do a gravity walk? That's going to say, hey, kid, I will never do a gravity walk because I'm not a nerd. Conan, will you do a gravity walk?
You should know, being on the show, we don't take suggestions. And number two, I've done a gravity walk before. Look for it.
Okay. So next, Edge's name is Corner. What am I missing here?
It's a joke.
Instead of an edge, it's a corner.
Exactly.
Oh, Corner Edge. Okay, get it. Okay, yeah, all right. Edge and Corner. Yeah.
Bro, you couldn't have a better work schedule than he has in WWE. The creative freedom that he has. I'm sure he's getting paid really good. I don't know. Is he going there just to work with Christian and Jericho? Is that, is he offering him so much money he can't turn it down?
I have no idea.
There's a lot of AEW speculation because Edge has reportedly been removed from the WWE internal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Roster. So.
Contract's up. So.
Yeah.
Nexus are great greatness, and the subject is just being stupid now. With CM Punk's firing, the plan CM Punk versus Ricky Starks was changed to Brian Danielson versus Richie Starks. Better matchup in my eyes, but that's just personal taste. What stands me out, though, is Dave Meltzer saying that Danielson was a ways away from being medically cleared for All In, yet suddenly he is perfectly fine to work a gimmick match at All Out 7 days later. So we can all know that Brian Danielson is working with an injury right now, and that's another total F-up in the works for Tony Khan, who generally seems like the effing stupid guy these days. So Conan, Disco, and Joe, what do you guys think about this? Is it a good sign of toughness or is it a sign of stupidity? P.S. Danielson is a guy with a well-known neck and concussion issues, yet he's still landing hard in the back of his head. Yeah, I don't know. Brian Danielson is like, you know, I don't know how this guy is not using basic risk assessment for his career going forward, because he beats himself up out there, which is hard to watch from somebody knowing this guy's history. You know?
Yeah, he hasn't turned it down even a little bit.
Oh. What do you think about that, Conan?
Yeah, you make a very good point. I mean, I don't think that he would risk it. His wife would let him risk it. Why would Tony risk it? Because he's going to lose a valuable guy. You could just have him out there and be a manager until he gets better, you know, manage Utah or Daniel Garcia, somebody, you know what I'm saying? And right. And maybe in a beer until he gets better. Because I remember that I had seen this tweet. It was about him and CM Punk wanting to come to Mexico. Remember that tweet?
Yeah.
And so I asked him when he came to San Diego, would you like to come to Mexico? And he goes, yeah, you know, just hit me up. But then he broke his forearm, right?
Right.
And from what I heard, he wasn't still 100%. I don't know if he's healed since then, but yeah.
Next is from Brad Price. Subject is Malachi Corpse, ref the worst. Hello, the great Disco Conan and Mr. Feeney. The show gets better every week. Keep up the great work. I recently saw a state that said, as this righty, Malachi... Malachi Black hadn't competed in a singles match in 440 days. Black is one of the top 8 highest paid guys on the roster. Do you three feel it makes sense for him to be exclusive in trios matches? And is the House of Black even getting over? My other question is about who do you feel is the worst referee of a major company of all time? While Jim Cornette calls Rick Knox the corpse referee, it's hard to argue with that when you see him move around in the ring. It also didn't help his most buried referee of all time with zero authority. I also know about the tremendous heat Aubrey Edwards gets on the internet. That the only ones that really be Aubrey fans are the same ones who lack a real profile picture, has some anime character no one's ever heard of before. But for me personally, although he was a decent ref, I always thought Nick Patrick had the laziest count style of any ref ever. What do you guys think? Amazing show, and that's from Brad Price from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Where's Bloomsburg, Joe?
It's a couple hours from me. It's a college town, Bloomsburg.
All right. So, yeah, the referees there, I mean, bro, they just constantly bury the refs in AEW all the time. Nick Patrick was an excellent referee. I don't know why you guys I don't know. I don't really referee. You know, they can ruin a match. They really can't. You know, they can make it good with a good emphatic three count sometimes. And stuff. I don't know. I don't really care so much a referee.
What do you guys think about Malachi Black being restricted in trios matches?
I mean, why? Like they said, he is one of their highest paid guys, and this guy's not even a singles wrestler. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, well, he's the leader of a faction that was over for a while and had the title, so I was okay with that. Who knows that he's one of the top 8 highest? That's the type of shit Feeney and Durbin would know, but most people don't know that, so I don't know what's the problem there. You know, yeah. I think they got a good little squad. It's just a booking.
Next is from Vincent Rusica, and the subject is Bloodline. What's up, crew? Vinny in Vegas here. Just saying the DI is the best Twitter, followed by Conan and Funk Dog Feeney last. My question is simple, but can be expanded upon in a multitude of ways. What direction do you think the Bloodline story should go? My concept is the Bloodline versus Judgment Day. Conan, please go first. Also, thanks for the special guest interviews, especially the Dirty Dom interview. where Phil's becoming a generational talent, future Universal champ. Thanks, fellas. Can I get a boom? No.
Yeah, we don't take suggestions. Yeah, suspend them, Joe.
Right, Vince. Joe, Conan, what's your idea for the bloodline, Conan? You have an idea for the bloodline?
There's so much they can do, bro. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, right off the top of my head, I mean, maybe Roman and Jimmy versus Jay and Solo. I mean, that's one way. There's like a lot of ways you can go. I haven't given it much thought because I've just wanted to enjoy the ride. But what do you think?
Yeah. Same thing with you. I'm not really speculating on what they should do. I just watch to see what they do. And I'm fine with everything.
They've done a good job so far, and so I don't have no reason why they won't.
Hey, Conan, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, like what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency. But there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's. The staff was short, so...
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting a commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan? Yeah.
Tell them where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10 plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, RetailSpace, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
Next is from some Ganda Chanko, and the subject is the best spear in the business. This won't be long. I, like most people, am surprised that Braun Breaker is still on NXT. However, this new heel run has given us a lot of great moments from Braun. I think he'd be the perfect person to be Goldberg's last match and potentially be the next Heyman guy. I also think he's the best spear in the business. I would like this guy to look at two short clips I attached of Braun Breaker hitting spears. My question is, does he have the greatest spear? Joe, just show me one of the spears.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say that. You'll get one.
Right.
You're looking for the spear. Found the post instead. Hayes, back up.
Oh,
my God!
That's it, man.
That's good enough. Well, that's the other guy taking the spears, did all the work right there. So that's, is that Carmelo Hayes?
Yes.
The kid took a good spear. I don't care if the guys get the greatest spear of all time. I mean, next is from Adrian Orloof. Subject is WWE in India. Hi, crew. Day one listener, day one Patreon subscriber. Continue to do all your content 7 years later.
Thank you, Adrian.
My question is for Conan. With WWE super hot right now, do you think it's time again for them to try and crack the Indian market even more than they have thus far? They could even put together a stable Jinder Veer and bring back Great Khali and have some eye candy for finally hiring the Sri Lanka girl from TNA. Thoughts? That's from Adrian from Melbourne, Australia. They just wrestled in India to a sold-out house. They just had a big super show over there. So
what do you think? Should they do more?
Yeah, of course. They're going to draw. Yeah.
How many people are in India? You know? Of course.
How many? Look that up, Joe. How many people are in India? Next is a Roland C. Bonet, and the subject is Legend for Theory. What's going on, fellas? Hope you all been
well. Let me guess real quick, Joe. A billion two. Go ahead.
1.4.
Okay.
What's going on, fellas? Hope you all been well. My topic today is Austin Theory. What would you guys think of a manager mouthpiece theory, in particular, a legend looking to put Theory under their wing? This were the attitude era that screams of Val Venus Austin Theory tag team in the ring, of course. But wouldn't the perfect option be Vicky Guerrero? She's always worked great with pretty boys who basically used her authority presence to gain world titles. Bring in Vicky as GM and have Theory weasel his way to her side. hey, can I dream? But if not Vicky, if not Val Venus, if not Vince McMahon himself, would you agree to me that Theory needs something? Something's just missing. I would disagree with that, but if they put him with somebody, it should be somebody in-house and from the developmentals. I mean, that somebody new, like a fresh new face on TV.
Yeah, he wrestled Cena at WrestleMania, and even though it wasn't, you know, it was a little underwhelming, he's still beyond the point that he needs like a veteran to help get him over, I think, you know.
All right, next is a Roger Alzate, and the subject is Disco loses $100. Hey, K100 crew, I recently heard your debate on CM Punk's return, but I'm a firm believer in the mantra, never say never. WWE might not need Punk. It can never hurt in a part-time APA-itty. I don't know. With Endeavor being another voice.
I think he meant part-time capacity.
Yeah, you're right, capacity.
Just guessing there, yeah.
He missed the C. The C doesn't work on his computer, it looks like. With Endeavor being another voice in decision-making, I see it as a big possibility. Disco, do you not see Punk being a viable attraction for WWE? Royal Rumble pop here, Mania's match there. I see it, and I'm not a super fan of Punk. What do you think, Conan? P.S. Feeny, who do you play? What do you plan on spending those $100 on? I can't. That guy Roger Alzate is definitely, you know, itching for a suspension.
No, I think you should suspend him. You know why?
Why?
Because the C isn't working on his keyboard. Suspend him, Joe.
I would spend the $100 on the IRS. The IRS would get that money from me.
Thanks for Mark Warburton. Subject is Hulk Hogan.
Well, what do you wait? Give him a little something on what you think. You don't think Punk would be a viable attraction?
No, we talked about. I don't know how many times I have to talk about it on the show. I don't think the problems he causes or the perception of the problems he causes is worth it for them right now because they're doing very well. They don't need him.
They don't need USA Today headlines like AEW is getting. But I do think that's a good mention for him. I don't know. Obviously, I bet on it. I said Chicago for Survivor Series, but the Rumble is always great for surprises. And I got a feeling that crowd's going to be chanting CM Punk anyway because people are going to start to spread rumors, you know, that he's going to be there. That's it.
Own it. That's it. Okay.
I just think, bro, they're going to, you know, like this previous letter said, and like I said, if you work for AAA, they're going to read him the Riot Act and he's going to be on a short leash. You know, he's going to be, you know, and if he fucks up, he's out of there. So, I mean, I just think he would be great TV if he went there and he just buried the people he had problems with. People like to see that shit.
All right, next is from Mark Warburton, subject is Hulk Hogan. Hey, guys, before we get to my question, a few episodes ago, Disco mentioned how wondering how many of the K100 viewers actually watch the shows or just listen to the reviews. My schedule, I barely watch any of the weekly TV for ages, and I will just go on YouTube and watch what I hear is worth seeing after I listen to the podcast. I do try to watch all the pay-per-view, and I find with WWE shows, I can skip 100% of the TV and still know exactly who everyone is and be invested in the stories because their packages are so well done. AEW, if I miss a TV, I have no idea what's going on without reading up on it. Hell, even if you do watch the weekly TV, there's a good chance a guy will come out, and I have no idea why I should care. Just my two cents. I find someone who's been a lifelong fan but doesn't have much time right now. They're pushing me away as a viewer more than anything. My question is for the guys is regarding Hogan, the recent videos of him just saying these outlandish lies in interviews, such as Andre dying shortly after he slammed him, being considered to be a part of Metallica, his stories about working at Wembley, even though he wasn't in the union of the company. Do you think he's losing his mind altogether? Or he just really doesn't give a shit and just doing this for his own amusement. Stuff's getting a lot of buzz lately and being ridiculed everywhere. I want to get your takes. Thanks as always. Mark, I didn't listen to his Rogan interview, but he said some ridiculous stuff on there, supposedly. But I don't know. It's kind of, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, fault it. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me that much. You know, what he says. He's been doing it for years. So why is now any different? You know,
it seems like a case of the guy that, you know, you tell a story so many times, you start to believe it's true, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think he just comes from old school Carney where everybody lied about everything and he's always stuck onto that. Doesn't bother me at all.
Next is from Mike Daniels, is a man from Tennessee. Greatest rock album of all time is the subject. Hello, fellas. I was recently listening to Rumors by Fleetwood Mac and it got me thinking about a question. What would you consider the greatest rock album of all time? I think Rumors has to be on that short list just because of the sheer number of hits it spawned, and to think that at the time of the recording, four of the members of the band were going through breakups with each other. So being the music aficionados that you guys are, what albums would you put on the list of greatest rock albums of all time? As a quick PS, I've included the track list of Rumors as a refresher. Thanks, that's Mike. Rumors definitely not in the best of all time.
Well, I would have a problem putting that in the top rock albums. Anyway, like, I don't know. It's not rock. It's got its own category.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know. but maybe soft rock.
1984 was great.
Kind of like Van Halen light was, rock.
Yeah.
Just any just all the Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and, you know, Van Halen, there's tons of them. I wouldn't even say that was the greatest of all time. There's tons of great ones. You know?
Zeppelin 2, Pearl Jam 10, Nirvana, Nevermind.
There's so many.
Appetite for Destruction, the L.A. Woman, the Black Album, Metallica, you know. What's your favorite, you think, in rock albums, Conan? Or do you think are the greatest?
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Next is from Martin Lloyd. This is an easy one. Subject is AAA. Question for Conan. When did you become a booker for AAA?
Probably over 20 years ago.
Okay, Martin Lloyd. This is your second email, so you're going to be suspended. You could have just asked two questions to the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is TNA Wrestling. Question for Disco Inferno. How did you get involved in creative in TNA? I'd worked in with Vince at WCW, so Jeff brought me and Vince in. That's been the mailbag.
Boom.